Hello, everyone. You're now listening to another episode of Flat Baroque. I'm your host, Dinah Jansen, and today we are presenting here at CFRC 101.9 FM Puccini's La Bohème, as performed by the Berliner Philharmoniker in 1973, featuring the voice talents of Mirella Freni, Luciano Pavarotti, Elizabeth Harwood, Rolando Panari, Nikolai Girouov, Gianni Maffeo, and conducted by Herbert von Karajan. La Bohème, an opera in four acts, was composed by Giacomo Puccini somewhere between 1893 and 1895 to an Italian libretto by Luigi Illica with Giuseppe Giacosa. And it's based on the book by Henri Murger entitled Saint de la Vie de Bohème from 1851. And the story is set in Paris around 1830, showing the bohemian lifestyle of a poor seamstress and her artist friends. The world premiere of La Bohème was in fact in Turin in February of 1896 at the Teatro Regio, and it has become part of the standard Italian opera repertory and is one of the most frequently performed operas worldwide. And Bohème comes with a large cast of characters. We have Rodolfo, a poet, sung by a tenor, Mimi, a seamstress, a soprano, Marcello, a painter, who is a baritone, Musetta, a singer, soprano, Chonard, a musician, on baritone, Colline, a philosopher, on bass. We also have Benoit, their landlord, on bass, Alcindoro, a state councillor, on bass, Parpignol, a toy vendor, on tenor, and a customs sergeant on bass. Of course, there are also other cast members in the background, including students, working girls, townsfolk, shopkeepers, street vendors, soldiers, waiters, and children. And we're now entering Act One, where we find ourselves in the Latin Quarter of Paris on Christmas Eve in 1830. And we find ourselves in the Latin Quarter garret of the near-destitute artist Marcello and the poet Rodolfo, trying to keep warm on Christmas Eve by feeding their stove with pages from Rodolfo's latest drama. And they're soon joined by their roommates, Colline, a philosopher, and Chonard, a musician, who brings food and fuel and funds he has collected from an eccentric nobleman. And while they celebrate their unexpected fortune, the landlord Benoit comes to collect the rent. And after getting the older man drunk, the friends urge him to tell of his flirtations and then throw him out in mock indignation at his infidelity towards his wife. As the others depart to revel at the Café Momu, Rodolfo remains behind to finish an article promising to join them later. Then there is another knock at the door, and the visitor is Mimi, a very pretty neighbor whose candle has gone out in the stairwell. And as she enters the room, she suddenly feels faint. Rodolfo gives her a sip of wine and then helps her to the door and relights her candle. Mimi realizes that she has also lost her key when she fainted, and as the two search for it, both candles go out. Rodolfo finds the key and slips it in his pocket. In the moonlight, he takes Mimi's hand and tells her about his dreams. She recounts her life alone in a lofty garret, embroidering flowers and waiting for the spring. Rodolfo's friend calls from outside, telling him to join. He responds that he is not alone and will be along shortly. Happy to have found each other, Mimi and Rodolfo leave, arm in arm, for the café. And here we are now at Act 1, La Bohème.
Questo mar rosso mi ammollisce a sidera. Come se addosso mi piovesse in stella. Per vendicare a mia foda un faraone. Che fai?
Nei cieli vigi guardo fumar dai mille camioni Parigi e penso a quella poltrone vecchio talento ingannatore che vive in ozio come un gran signor.
Le sue rendite oneste da un pezzo non ricerca.
ciel, non ti nascondo che non credo al sudor della fronte.
Odiate le dita, quasi ancor le tedesi mollate giù in quella gran ghiacciaia del cuore di Musetta.
Ora è un caminetto che sciupa troppo
e in fretta,
dove l'uomo è fascina
e la donna è l'alare.
L'uno brucia in un soffio
e l'altro sta a guardare.
Tanto qui si gela
e ci muore di nedia.
Fuoco ci vuole,
aspetta, sacrifichi alla sedia.
Eurica,
lo trovasti?
Sì, la cozza rigela e a fatti fianca.
Prepariamo
Ha morto!
Sono in vena. Chi è là?
Scusi.
Una donna. Così si sente meglio?
Sì.
Qui c'è tanto freddo, sedda vicino al fuoco, aspetti un po' di vino.
Grazie.
A lei.
Poco, poco.
Così.
Grazie.
Che bella bambina.
Ora permetta che accenda il lume tutto passato.
Tanta fretta. Thank you. scrivo ancor tre righe a volo.
Chi son?
Amici. Non son solo, siamo in due. Andate da Mus, tenete il posto, ci saremo a posto.
And welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM's presentation of La Boheme right here on Flat Baroque. I'm Dinah Jansen. We are now entering Act 2, and amid the shouts of street hawkers near the Café Momu in the Latin Quarter of Paris, Rodolfo buys Mimi a bonnet and introduces her to his friends. They all sit down and order supper. The toy vendor, Parpignol, passes by besieged by children. Marcello's former sweetheart, Musetta, makes a noisy entrance on the arm of an elderly but wealthy Alcindaro. And the ensuing tumult reaches its peak when, trying to gain Marcello's attention, she loudly sings the praises of her own popularity. Sending Alcindaro away to buy her a new pair of shoes, Musetta finally falls into Marcello's arms. And at this point, soldiers march by the cafe, and the Bohemians get up and start following down the street, and a returning Alcindaro finds that they've all diner-dashed him, and he is presented with the check. So here we are now at Act 2, La Boheme.
Musetta. Fatto il suo Rodolfo!
Una cuffietta mezza e tutto
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jeannie Patel-Thompson. Around and out, we finally have a bowel movement. I don't know of a single because, you know, your bed or your sofa. And again, the knees are up, the heel of your hand, and down, and then, of course, the right quadrant of your hand. For yourself, of course, you like, let's say you've got some stool stuck, and you've got to break up the blockage, okay? Maybe you have a stricture that keeps the stool from moving through. And over to the left side, maybe you want to switch hands, and then you're digging in, and you're pushing in the colon, and we'll move the gas around, so you may...
Il conto così presto?
La richiesta? Vediamo.
Caro, fuori denaro, colline, Rodolfo, tu, Marcel,
si avrà asciutto.
Come?
Ho 30 soldi in tutto.
Come? Non c'è più. Ma il mio tesoro qui.
Thank you.